Our Celebration of Women event this year, and it's our 13th, is an event that allows women to come together and expands the celebration of Mother's Day. It is an opportunity for women who understand adoption and are connected to adoption, whether they're an adult adoptee, mm-hmm. whether they're an adoptive mother like myself, or whether they are a birth mother. It allows women to come together and connect and celebrate what adoption is all about, because as I found as an adoptive mom, it's a lifelong journey.
What's so special about the bond that women in general and mothers in particular share that men don't understand?
I think for women, and especially for birth mothers, the very first time I attended this event was with my daughter's birth mother. And I think adoption has certainly its joyous occasion, but it's marked with a lot of loss. And I think, especially for our birth mother, it's a very powerful event for her to be with a group of women who understand the choice that she made for an adoption plan. Mm-hmm. And it's quite an emotional event as well.
Absolutely.
We read adoption poetry. We have a candle lighting. We play some adoption music. And it's really a time for women to just come and connect and cry a little bit, too.
One thing that sometimes gets lost in the process is the incredible courage of the birth mother to give up her child. Do you have a chance to talk about that?
Sure. And in the adoption community, we like to call it make an adoption plan, because it's really a choice that the birth mother is making. It's not that they're giving away or giving up their child. I think especially in an open adoption, that this isn't the end. Once I give birth and I've chosen a family and the family is going to raise the child, it isn't the end for the birth mother. It's really an opportunity for her to continue to have a relationship with the child that she placed.
You make a great point. Open adoptions where the birth mother or parents remain in touch with the adoptive parents and or child appear to be on the increase. Is that true? And how does it affect the adopted child?
Definitely it's on the increase. I think when I was young, two of my cousins are adopted, it was a very closed experience. It was once the adoption was made, that was it, and carry on with your life. Now with open adoption, I think it really gives the child, especially and particularly for our two children, it gives them the opportunity to get answers to what is my medical history? What is my birth mother like? Why sometimes do I behave or have little quirks like the way that I do? And I think it's a very healthy relationship for the child, for the adoptive parents, for the birth mother, for the whole circle. And my husband and I have always viewed it as just a larger circle of love for our children.
What a great attitude. A celebration of women touched by adoption will be held on Sunday, April 29th at the Evendale Recreation Center. You can find out how to get registration information on our website at wnku.org under local news. Julie Eshman, thank you.
Thank you.